Cap J Hood.
Follow him on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
That's why I see him in my
shot. No shot. With Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Shot, no shot, brought to you by the wonderful people at Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Points Bet Sportsbook is now open. Download the Points Bet app right now and stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. Good morning, Danny Zetterman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy not victory Monday.
Not happy,
Danny. Train wreck Monday.
It was awful. How about Fields completing his second pass in the second quarter and then that false start on Ifedi? Then he got third and long and then he gets sacked by Garrett. How about that?
Isn't that Ifedi's third false start of the season and we're in game three?
Brutal. I picked a hell of a time for the offensive line just to collapse.
But see, go back and run. Like, I'll be waiting for the coach's film tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and watch. Matt truly had our five against their five. Nobody into Chip.
No.
Didn't keep a tight end in. Didn't bring a second tight. None of it. Our five against yours. Well, guess what? Their five make north of $200 million. Our five... Our five offensive linemen, I think they make a combined $12 million.
You don't look at the stats and say, boy, the Cleveland struggled to get to the quarterback, so we don't need to have anything extra out there because they've struggled. Excuse me?
Yeah, no, they faced two of the best offensive tackles in the game, Laremy Tunsil and one more.
They played it like, well, you know, they're struggling to get to the quarterback, so we're fine. You're not fine.
Well said.
Danny.
All right, gentlemen, to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. As bad as Matt Nagy's game plan was, let's be honest, Justin Fields' performance yesterday was not great either. He completed 6 of 20 passes for 68 yards. He ran only 3 times for 12 yards. He had 7 passes broken up by Browns defenders. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, Matt Nagy was right. The first round pick wasn't ready.
No, that's a no shot. No, Matt wasn't ready to coach him. How about that? How about Justin's ready for the NFL, but Matt Nagy's not ready to coach him? This is something we speculated about in preseason, and we talked about this, and I asked you, Cap, I said, you know, this is a different type of quarterback that that Matt has to coach. Is he ready? Is his staff ready for his skill set? And the answer is no so far.
Thank you. Everything he just said, shot.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to stay with the quarterback position. Most of us laughed last week when Matt Nagy declared that Andy Dalton will return to the starting lineup as the quarterback when he's healthy. The Bears' offense was really bad yesterday, so I'm going to ask you guys, shot or no shot, the Bears will be better off with a healthy Andy Dalton under center when he's healthy.
Does it really matter?
We have to answer the question.
Yeah, it matters. Of course it matters.
I'm talking about in terms of productivity.
They played 3 games. We got 14 games to go. Yeah, it matters.
I'm all for, as I've said, fire this dude this morning. He should be prosecuted for what he did yesterday.
But what about Andy Dalton under center?
Fine. Put him back there. We're all going to watch. It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. I'd rather have Andy Dalton out there. No disrespect, Mrs. Dalton, but I'd rather your husband is the one getting sacked than my franchise future quarterback.
Now, don't do that now. Don't do that.
What?
We're Bears fans. We can't separate the two. I don't want to see Andy hurt either.
I'm not advocating for him to get hurt.
But you know that's going to happen with this offensive line. Like, that's automatic, right?
Correct. So guess what? It's all yours.
I don't want any of the Bears to get hurt. I want the offensive line to do their job. That's what I want.
But it's more than just the O-line, Hoodie. When you're going up against dudes like that we went up against yesterday, that's not just the offensive line. No moving the pocket. No screen passes to slow anybody down. No, let's see if we could chip and help a 39-year-old guy at left tackle against a guy who's maybe the best pass rusher in the NFL, Myles Garrett. No, let's not do any of it.
Peters was a turnstile yesterday. He looked 39, as Danny said. Looked 39.
But he's going up against maybe the best guy in the game. You got to help him.
You're a Hall of Famer, pal. Do your job.
He's 39. It ain't going to work.
All right, we got it. So Danny asked the question again about Dalton because it's a tough question.
In game two, before he got hurt, Andy Dalton was not the problem.
Now, what's the question?
The question is, shot or no shot?
Yeah.
The Bears will be better off with a healthy Andy Dalton under center when he is healthy.
They will be no better because they have an incompetent head coach.
Yeah, that's a no shot. I would say that's a no shot. I think that it's all encompassing with the play calling, the head coach, and the personnel. Now, here's the thing about yesterday's game. So Dalton wouldn't have been able to scramble out of the pocket, Cap, because he doesn't really do that. But don't you think he gets the ball out quickly, or quicker than Fields?
Dalton? That's one of his strengths. They say how quickly he gets the ball out of
his
hands.
But Andy Dalton yesterday, we might be discussing his funeral.
Well, that's true.
I don't care how fast you get it out. If nobody's open, and Justin had what? An average of 1.4 seconds.
Yeah.
Average of 1.4 seconds. I don't care how fast you get the ball out. It ain't going to end well. What happened yesterday was literally setting that kid up to fail.
Danny.
Gentlemen, after seeing Matt Nagy's game plan yesterday, if that's really what you want to call it, shot or no shot, Bears fans all over the world, owe Mitchell Trubisky an apology.
I say no shot. I would say that for Mitch, what resonates with me with Mitch always, Cap, is the every now and then when Mitch would suggest things that he wants to do offensively. It didn't happen often, but it would just be kind of like in the mix of an answer, right? He'd answer a question, and he'd get his talking points in, like, yeah, if they rolled me out in the pocket a little bit more, if I had a little bit more time to throw, all this kind of stuff. Had more passing lanes, more running lanes. If they created that for me, that'd be better. He wouldn't say it all the time, but like maybe 2-3 times a year, right?
Correct.
I would hear him say that. And so on top of that, I think that Mitch also had his own issues, his own picadillos,
mm-hmm.
where he did not get the ball out or held the ball too long. So no apology, no. But I understand that he had a boob trying to teach him the game and Matt Nagy, and that's a problem.
Well said. I agree with him. Look, this is not absolution for Mitchell Trubisky. He made more than his share of mistakes.
Sure.
I also think it was criminal that was the guy that was charged with developing him, because that guy has proven he can't do it.
You watched the Buffalo Bears game from preseason?
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm. No question. Oh, let's roll him out. Let's see if we can throw on the move.
Yeah.
Look, Mitch has his share of problems.
Yes, no question.
I'm not telling you he's Pat Mahomes. I'm just telling you he was behind the eight ball from day one because that head coach is incompetent.
Danny.
Gentlemen, let's talk about something positive. The defense did do a few nice things yesterday. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the signing of Robert Quinn is officially in the pro column on the Ryan Pace ledger.
Oh, that's a no shot. Do it more than once.
Right. He's got, what, 4.5, 5 sacks now for the season through 3 games?
Yeah, do it more than one season.
I can evaluate it after 17 games this year. So far, he absolutely looks like the guy they paid for. Let's see where you're at in another, 14 weeks.
Danny.
Gentlemen, the Bears have opened up as 4-point favorites over the Lions and many sports books in Vegas. So I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, the Bears being favorites in a game after what happened yesterday in Cleveland is just plain out insane.
How would you set the line, Cap?
I would have set the line at Chicago 2.
2-point favorite.
2-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly believe the Lions are coming in here truly believing we can win that football game.
So
we can beat them.
So Friday will be a pick 'em?
I would be surprised if there isn't sharp money moving to get the 4 before it drops.
Yeah.
Again, the Lions are 0-3 for a reason. Now, they lost in heartbreaking fashion. They had the lead at half over the Packers. They battled at the end with San Francisco. Like, they're there, but they haven't won yet.
Well, Jeff, can I give the Lions credit for the playing hard? I know that doesn't mean anything in the win column, but there's a team there that at least is trying. It looks like something, right?
Yeah, no, Campbell has them competing. There's no doubt about it. They have inferior talent, but they play hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, listen, I don't know how much that lasts throughout the entire season, but in the first 3 games, that speech, that Dan Campbell, it's moving. I think it moves this team to think, okay, we're not just garbage. At least not yet. right?
Correct.
We expect them to be the worst in the league, at least the worst in the division. And the Bears are pretty close.
Correct.
You know, so I think that line is fine, Danny. I probably would have set it at 3, a field goal game.
Well, 3 usually just accounts for home field advantage, right?
Correct.
So if it opened up Bears minus 3, you would say, okay, they're equal teams. The Bears are giving 3 because it's in Chicago. By saying it's 4, they're actually insinuating that the Bears are a better football team.
Yes, slightly better than the Lion.
Yeah. Would you take Matt Nagy today or Dan Campbell as your head coach?
I mean,
craziness and all.
Not an option.
No, craziness and all. Right now, you have to select the two men. You can have Matt Nagy leading your team, or you can have Dan Campbell.
I'll take Dan Campbell because I don't know if he sucks. I know Matt sucks.
Yeah, all we can judge Campbell on, man, Campbell. All we can judge him in on is like the few games he had with Miami as an interim. Right, it was Miami, and then now with the Lions 0-3. I guess because Campbell's new and fresh, it probably would take Man Campbell.
Correct.
I have no idea.
I know that our guy can't develop a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know if that other dude can coach. I'll take the unknown over the known.
Sure. How about that, Danny? Would you still take Nagy?
No, I would take Dan. I would take Dan Campbell. I'm getting close to saying I would take Trestman over Nagy.
No.
Oh,
I asked that question in the green room, and Lance said, dude. They at
but
least
Lance,
have.
Lance had a relationship with Trestman. It didn't go well
for
them.
He told
There's
me,
personal feelings there.
He said, Cap, our locker room was broken. We're talking about an awful culture. And I've always given John Fox credit. He at least made it a professional place to go to work again. Mm-hmm. He said, Mark Trestman, Cap, they at least like playing for this dude. Now, they may turn on him as this thing jumps the track, but they at least like playing for this dude up there. They despised playing for Mark Trestman.
And he had no imagination offensively either. Trestman.
Well, he tried. He just didn't know how to coach.
Well, there you go, right? Another offensive guru.
And
that was outside the box. He went to the CFL to try to find offense.
Correct.
Get it. But it did not work.
Here's the one thing I would say to you. You can tell me I'm wrong. I don't mean you. Stop. Think we got to hire an offensive coach because we got a young. Just hire the best GD leader of men. John Harbaugh was a special teams coach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's the best. Joe Judge is now in New York. They're struggling, but I like that dude. He was a special teams coach for Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Sean McVay?
No, Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
I almost said McDonough.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott is a defensive coordinator before he gets Buffalo. Oh. They got a high-octane offense. Just hire the best leader of men and stop trying to fit into, we have to get an offensive guy so that he can coach Mitch or he can coach Joe. No. Get the best freaking football coach.
Yeah, the way it usually works in the NFL is that after Matt, it'll be a defensive guy or someone, special teams guy or someone, right? Whoever that is, I hope they can have more of an imagination offensively, whoever it is.
Agreed.
Or have a coach that knows someone that knows about offense and say, I need you to take care of this.
Come with me.
Yes. Help me with this.
Done.
So,
how about if you hire an offensive-minded coach, he at least has really called plays. Like, let's be honest. Andy Reid did all the play calling in Kansas City. Matt Nagy just was lucky enough to have a title that got him this job.
Okay, so are you telling me then that Eric Bieniemy's not calling the plays?
No, because from everything, Keyshawn talked about it this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Max Kellerman.
He was talking about it, how Matt Nagy never really called the plays that Andy Reid did, but he knows that Eric Bieniemy is calling the plays now, that Andy Reid is giving him the opportunity and all the freedom to call the plays, whereas he didn't do that with Matt Nagy.
Zubin's not on the show anymore.
No, but you saw Zubin over the weekend.
I found Zubin.
Really?
Yep.
We got to talk about that, but Olin Krutz has a message for Coach Nagy. You do not want to miss this. Olin on Matt. Next.
GD.
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Obviously, as a head coach, did not do a good enough job of
getting this offense ready to go to be able to play and win a football game. So it starts with me and enjoy me, and it's as simple as that. When you look at games like this, the competitor, and I mean, this one, it's hard to do with these numbers, right, to where we're at offensively. So the competitor in you, it gets frustrated. You know, when we get back to it and we watch the tape, we'll see exactly where we went wrong and why. And then ultimately, again, in the end, it's my job to make sure that that why part gets fixed. What makes it hard and difficult is just such the lack of production in the numbers, right? That makes it hard. And when you have 9 sacks, that's frustrating and that's difficult. But in the end, there's a learning process for him. And what he's going to get from us as coaches and what he's going to get from his teammates, including the quarterbacks, is positivity to help him. And again, like, that starts with me. So we're going to get back to it and right away figure out, you know, the whys. Whether it's the scheme, whether it's, you know, just making sure guys are ready and locked in, and just, you know, the execution part. And, you know, when you struggle like we did today offensively, that's what I believe. I really believe that. And I think that our guys were fighting. I think they were trying hard. I think their effort was there. But in the end, there's a responsibility and accountability to make sure that you have your guys ready in this moment, right? In this type of game, when you have the, you know, Justin coming in here, and that's what I believe. Saying that it starts and ends with me is something that I take to heart. This is not how we wanted it to go. Almost can't even make it up in 7. So, but we've got to get to the film. We've got to make sure that we're hard on ourselves and we're understanding the whys. And really just go from there.
A lot of word salad, as the boys in the afternoon like to call it. A lot of word salad. That guy's got his head buried in a play sheet. Just be a freaking head coach and give play calling up, because I'm not the owner, because I would fire your ass this morning.
Yeah, all he was doing is trying to play out the string, just trying to answer the question so he can get out of there. But when you're talking about the whys and all this, and like here is what it comes down to. You are inept as a play caller. And if I'm just a fan, I don't know anything, right? Ask experts, those that played, those that have called plays, and they're looking at you saying, there's something wrong with this game plan, right? Scheme, game plan, however you want to phrase it, the bottom line is that it's not good enough. Look around the league and then look at the Bears. Time after time, Cap. Time after time, he's just playing out the string, just like, well, we just have to go back and look at the film. We have to find the who's and the where's and the how's and the what. I don't care about that. That's just nonsense. You're just trying to just fill the time in your press conference and not have a concrete answer why you suck at your job and why you shouldn't be fired today.
Well said. This is Olin Krutz, also well said, on NBC Sports Chicago's Football After Show. As Hoodie just said, Matt says, we got to figure out the whys.
Well, I think, first of all, if you just go through the press conference, he brings up the 3rd-and-1 when Ifedi jumps. So let's go over that. Mm-hmm. Ifedi was playing well because he was jumping Dalton's count. He needs a jump off the snap to beat the ends to his spot. Mm-hmm. So he's going to jump the count. Now you got a rookie in there. He's probably changing his cadence. It gets him, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine. He brings that up. He said, now we're in 3rd-and-6. Well, you're in 3rd-and-6. You don't have to go to scat 5-man protection. Leave your O-line by themselves. Leave Justin Fields back there to read. You know, how about a sprint right? How about a sprint left? How about a sprint right throw back to the tight end screen? Anything you want to do would be fine by me. He keeps talking about the whys. I got to find the whys. Put a big mirror in your office. Put a why over it. Stand in front of the mirror. You found it, okay? So, look, last year, in 2019, he said, this is the problem with Coach Nagy. This is why you lose people after a while. You said against Oakland, you have to find the whys of why the running game doesn't work and that you were going to get it fixed. You went to the bye week. You played New Orleans the next week. You rushed for 17 yards. There's only so many times we can hear the speech you just gave. Ugh. There's only so many times you can say that I'm going to find a why before the why is you and Ryan Pace wear clothes, don't wear clothes. I don't care. Stand in front of a mirror and figure out. Look at us, guys. We are the why.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been said any better from a guy who has that type of credibility in the building.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the reason why. You're trying to figure, well, so what, it can't be me. Yeah, it's definitely you. You're the one that's calling the plays. You're supposed to be able to be the architect of this thing. It's not happening. And on top of that, I hate the lack of testicular fortitude from the Bears as well. First quarter, right? Montgomery with a great run, and then he's short. Then an eight-yard run by Fields, third and one. That shovel pass to Montgomery. They got to get that out of the system too. Fields, let's stop doing that now too. That this whole shovel pass, this underhand softball nonsense. Stop doing that. It's a football. Throw it underhand. This whole shovel pass thing. You're going to get killed with that. You're going to turn the ball over doing that. You're not experienced enough to do the underhanded shovel nonsense. Stop doing that. And then fourth and two. You don't go for it? Scared? You get the 47-yard field goal to make it 3-0, but you can't get 2 yards. Everyone's going for it on fourth down and short. You can't do that?
If you truly looked at that game, if you're Matt, and you're not Hoodie, you're Matt right now.
Sure.
And thought 3 points was going to make a difference in that game, you're delusional. Delusional. Now, the field goal he kicked, the second one, I understood that because it got it to a one-score game.
Sure.
But early in the game, you can't knock them off the line and get 2 freaking yards?
Not just two, just 2 yards. I said, oh, we're kicking it? Really? It's like, okay. Now you're playing scared. Now you're playing defensive. Like, well, our offense is not good enough to get 2 yards. If your offense is not good enough to get 2 yards in today's NFL, then shame on you.
You want the wise? Look in the mirror, as he just said. Let's go to Dave in Bolingbrook. He's next. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Cap Hoodie, here we go again.
Yeah.
That soundbite just infuriated me so much. I mean, we know why this guy was hired and what he was hired to do. He doesn't have to tell us what he was hired to do. I mean, he's totally outmatched. He can't compete in the professional level. I mean, I don't think I'd hire him to coach Illinois' football team.
You get the same result probably.
Appreciate the call.
It'd be the same result, actually.
Correct. They lost again, too.
Yes, of course they lost.
Yes. Let's go to Jeremiah, because he's on the road coming back from Cleveland. He was there. Jeremiah, good morning. What's up, Sparkles?
Good morning, Cap and Hood. Hey, guys, listen, first thing, I called you last week. I told you Matt Nagy has lost his team. You told me I was overreacting. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Coming home from Cleveland, guys, it was rough. We all saw what happened. I'm not going to repeat the same things. But let me tell you one thing that happened yesterday that you would only know if you're at the game. I'm sitting on the front row of the end zone of the Bears tunnel where they run in and out of. After the game, we fans came down. They didn't want to leave because they wanted to chat, fire Matt Nagy. When they came down on the front row where the tunnel is, it's so sad seeing the players come and they just had the look of defeat on their face. And I feel so bad for Khalil Mack this morning because I thanked him. I said, thank you for playing on a hurt foot. You can see him limping during the whole game, and he still gave his effort. Matt Nagy, instead of coming out the Bears tunnels with his players, he goes on the other side and goes out of the Cleveland tunnel. Oh, man, it pissed every Bears fan off on that section. Man, Matt Nagy has to go today. He should have been gone last week, but this is even a more indictment on how he just can't get it done. He's not the guy. He can't hire the guys under him to be the guys as well. He's not the smartest guy in the room. Even the Cleveland fans knew it. They said, we went through this with Kitchens. Everybody said, we went through this with Kitchens.
Yeah, when no question. Jeremiah, thank you for the call. Drive safe, okay, man?
Thank you.
Appreciate you. They may have been taking Matt right
to the press room.
Press room. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the way. I have no idea. I've never been in that stadium. So,
or maybe that's where the McDonald's was there.
Maybe.
Because that's his next job.
Correct.
Based on the commercials that we see.
They're running the commercial right now, and it's Matt about jobs at McDonald's.
Tuition assistance, pay time off, flexible schedule. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Take that.
The whys on whether or not we should get a large fry or a medium fry. That's where I'm at.
That's where you're going to be headed. Jeff Dickerson takes us inside the locker room. He'll join us from Cleveland and more of your calls. Line them up. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Take that.
Hey, take the guesswork out of laundry day with Samsung Smart Dial Laundry products from Apt ABT. From learning your favorite wash cycles to automatically dispensing the right amount of detergent Samsung Smart Dial front load washers make it easier than ever to get clothes clean. And how does a full load of laundry dry in just 30 minutes sound? It's no problem for Samsung Super Speed Dry Function. See the entire lineup of Samsung laundry products at Apt Electronics. With guaranteed low prices, a free local delivery, go to their website. They've got amazing products. Apt, A-B-T. Apt.com. Pleasing people since 1936.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Go back and watch the breakdown of yesterday. It's literally disgusting what they allowed to happen to that kid. Guys getting free runs, nobody chipping, backs running out of the backfield, and Justin under siege all day long.
This has to be one of the worst games that JD's ever covered in Bears history. Has to be.
Well, JD's covered what? 10, 12 double-digit win seasons, multiple Super... Oh, wait a minute.
No.
He covers the Bears.
Yes, that's right.
Jeff Dickerson's brought to you by the Pride Stores. Right now, if you purchase select food items at the Pride, including Urban Counter and Taco Urbano, a 20-ounce drink's just 59 cents. JD, we've seen incompetence for a long, long time. Rate the level of incompetence from the coaching staff yesterday.
Did you guys think you called Mike Reese by accident?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about multiple
from the
Super
Patriots
Bowl wins?
Beat. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was one of the worst. I can't say off the top of my mind if it was the absolute worst because we have covered so many of these just, you know, foundation shaking losses with the Bears. But yesterday, it really is difficult to watch that game and understand what the game plan was. It was very obvious early on that they could not block those guys with the Browns. They could not block Myles Garrett. They could not block Jadeveon Clowney. And yet they really made no adjustments to try to help that. You know, look at the snap numbers by your tight ends. You know, they were barely used yesterday. You know, Jesse James is someone that was brought here because he can block and he barely played. I understand Jimmy Graham, that's not his specialty, but you have some extra blockers that you could use. And, you know, we talked to Nagy who, by the way, I would say this about Matt Nagy. That was as downtrodden as I have ever seen him in a press conference, except for the loss to the Eagles after the double doink in the playoffs. That was about as bad as it gets for him questioning, you know, I think what he's doing, how this can get better, what's happening here. But, you know, he made it sound like, well, you know, the Browns would expect us to, you know, leave extra blockers in. They would expect us to move the pocket. They would do all these things. And that's why he sort of hinted that it didn't happen as much as people would have liked or he would have liked. But at some point, guys, I mean, 9 sacks, you know, I mean, you got to change some things up. So the level of incompetence, Cap, I mean, it's pretty high because the reason I say that is, listen, if it was just a one-off and this was an anomaly type game, I say you could just write it off to just a bad day. But they've had so many bad days offensively, you kind of wonder, are there really going to be any good days on the horizon? And that's a scary question because I don't think the three of us can honestly answer yes. Can you? You can't.
Yeah. So what was the difference, JD, in the game plan for Justin yesterday and the game plan for Andy Dalton? Did it look different?
I didn't see anything. Did you?
No, nothing. Nothing was. It seemed like it was the same game plan we saw week one as we saw yesterday. That's why I've asked you. You were there. I just want to know: was there a different wrinkle or something that you saw that was different?
I saw nothing. I saw one net passing yard.
Yes.
I saw, you know, what was it? 47 total yards.
47 total yards. Second worst in Bears history in the Super Bowl era.
I saw the time of possession. I saw everything. I did not see any new wrinkles or any new game plans. A couple of times, you know, Fields bailed out as he should have and actually got away. But I don't think any of those were really by design. There might have been a couple of designed rollouts, but those were very few and far between, unfortunately.
Why would he just be chained to the pocket? That's the one thing that Cap and I have talked about this morning. Why? I mean, so you know Justin Fields can move around the pocket. We saw this in college. We saw a little bit of it in the preseason. Why would the game plan be the same for Justin Fields as it would be for Foles and Dalton?
What Matt Nagy said yesterday is that the Browns were taking that away. However, Jonathan, I would argue if it's what you do, you have to find a way to make it work. And they just don't stick with anything consistently enough. And that's kind of been, I think, the biggest critique is that when you watch the Bears on offense, there's no rhythm. It's like a no rhyme, no reason offense. You know, like nothing is really done to set up something else later in the game. It's just kind of all thrown out there in a jumbled mess. So, I mean, I wish I had the answer for you. I don't know why they didn't at least attempt it more often. But I'm telling you, if this is the game plan you're going to see every week, you're going to see a lot of these results because Justin Fields needs that pocket moved. He needs to get outside. They need to change some things up. He's not at the point of his career where he can sit back there and take a 5-7 step drop and survey the field with all that pressure and be a real effective quarterback. If you want him to throw 50 times a game and think that his arm is going to lead to the promised land, eventually he might get there. But, guys, he's just not at that point in his development just yet.
So I said it yesterday on the Football After Show. I said it on Channel 5, and I said it to my partner.
Okay.
If I was in charge of that team, Matt would be fired this morning. Not, well, give me another week. We're working. No, I've watched it long enough. And what I'm terrified about, like if you told me it was Nick Foles and Andy Dalton were the only two quarterbacks, whatever, I'll figure it out at the end of the season. I can't let the cancerous offensive system ruin another kid that I traded up to get. I cannot. I will not. Do you think George is that oblivious or that dumb or that out of touch that at some point he doesn't wake up and go, I've seen enough of this BS, I'm done?
Oh, I don't think he's dumb and out of touch at all. I think he sees the game in a very similar fashion to how everyone else sees the game. Cap, I think the problem is, if you look at it historically, sometimes they struggle with hiring the people that have to hire the people to make this all work. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tell Ryan Pace, okay, fire Matt Nagy, and then we'll have some sort of interim deal with, I don't know, who would even take over at this point.
Oh, you give the job to Mike Pettine. He's been a head coach. He'd be the interim coach.
Well, yes. I mean, he's just a consultant right now, basically. I mean, I guess you could. He has been a head coach. It didn't go very well. What did he last, 1 year in Cleveland, Cap?
I don't care. He's only here for 4 months. Just, you've done the job. Deal with the media. Period.
Okay. I understand. If you were to put an interim in there right now, I don't really know how much worse it could be than what you saw yesterday. I get that. But now you've got a general manager. You're gonna empower the GM to hire.
No. He's gone at the end of the year too.
Then who do you hire after that? It's just been a vicious cycle. I understand the frustration. I don't think that they're going to make a move like that. But look, this is what I can tell you, Cap. I don't want to step on your rant. That's your property. Okay. I'll just say this: if your career and your future is tied to developing Justin Fields, yesterday was an awful setback. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's what your job security is based on, which really for these guys, it kind of is long term to make this work. That was a terrible display yesterday. And if I were a decision maker, yes, that would make me very concerned that perhaps then the right people are not in place.
The defense, I think, took another step in yesterday's game against Cleveland. So I'll say this as a statement. JD, if the weakest part of your defense is Duke Shelley or issues with the secondary, and you got a pass rush like that, I can live with that.
Agreed. I really thought defensively they played well, especially in the first half. The problem was they ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. So there was a twofold issue, Jonathan. Number one, the offense, of course, could do nothing and stay on the field. Number two, though, they did allow the Browns to march down the field a lot. It's just that when they had to come up with the big play on fourth down, or, you know, deep in the red zone or, you know, in their own territory, they would come up with it. But they were just out of gas at the end. Khalil Mack also did not play a lot in that game because of his sprained foot. We'll learn more about that, I'm sure, this week. Defensively, I mean, the pass rush was great. Robert Quinn looked excellent yesterday. Bilal Nichols played well. Mario Edwards Jr. played well. Roquan Smith was flying around and hitting people. You know, Eddie Jackson, of course, you know, kind of hit or miss there with the tackling. That's still an issue, but I agree. I mean, this defense really came to play yesterday, and it's just too bad that another good effort by the defense was spoiled by this just abomination you saw offensively.
So how does anything get any better this week? If there is not substantive change, if you do not, if he does, I'm talking about Matt, if he doesn't walk in his office and go, "Hey, Matt, come here a second." "Yes, Matt." "You're fired as a play caller." How does it get any better? That guy can't be allowed to ruin this kid or get him killed.
Cap, they tried to change play calling last year. And that Vikings game that Bill Lazor called plays at was about as bad as the game you saw yesterday. Maybe a little better, but almost as bad. There's not an easy fix. Cap, if I could tell you how it would get better, we wouldn't be in this situation almost every single year where they struggle. I mean, the fact they've made the playoffs two out of the last three seasons is amazing. You really think about it, especially making it last year as they kind of backed in. Cap, I understand your frustration. I don't, how does it get better? I mean, people have been asking that question for 30 years, and it doesn't consistently get better. So I wish I had something for you there, but I don't know what to say other than I don't think there's going to be any firings. I don't think anyone's going to resign. If he wants to cede the play calling duties to somebody else, I wouldn't get your hopes up. It's going to be a whole lot better. This is just where they're at, and they're going to have to try to find a way to dig themselves out of it. Otherwise, as we all assume, there's going to be a lot of things that happen this offseason and not good for anyone in the building.
Oh, there is going to be change, Cap. It'll be change. It may not be when you want it, but it will happen. There's no question about it. Because you, if even George and Ted, even Virginia, looking at this offense, they got to say, "I mean, we got the same offense we had when he first got here. Out enough. I want to see something different." I mean, JD, as I've been telling Cap, away from the Bears game, if you watch Bears football, you think that's the NFL. The rest of the league, as you see these scores popping up, you're like, wow, look at these offenses with imagination. And the Bears just don't have one. And so you can't stand still with a young quarterback and think that this is the way it's going to be. We're just going to run it this way. It doesn't work that way, especially when offenses are getting better across the league.
I mean, did you see that second drive the Packers had last night?
Yes.
Where he just literally went, bing, 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 bing. They run this beautiful play where they send Davante Adams in motion towards Rodgers. He takes the shotgun snap. He freezes the linebackers for a second, and then Davante Adams runs right back to where he was, wide open for a touchdown. I mean, those are plays. That's how you score. You don't score with, the old bubble screen. I mean, if you want to run a screen like that to the flat, that's how you do it. So, yes, around the league, you're seeing points being scored. You're seeing all these great plays, and then you come and watch the Bears. So I'll leave you guys with this, okay? Jake Trotter, my good friend who covers the Browns for us, he's spoiled, Jonathan, because he covered Oklahoma for too long, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's seen all this offense, right? He goes to me, he walks up to me all serious yesterday, and he goes, "Jeff, that was the worst offensive performance I've ever seen. I've covered preps, I've covered college, I've covered the NFL. I've never seen that before." My response back was, "Jake, you haven't watched much Bears football then, my friend. I'm sorry." I mean,
brutal.
I hate to laugh in a self-deprecating way, but, this is just kind of what you get a lot of the times. And obviously, as we all know, it's just not good enough.
Absolutely disgusting. JD, have a safe flight. A great time coming back. And we look forward to talking to you later in the week.
You bet, guys. You take care.
See ya. There he is, Jeff Dickerson from Cleveland. He's getting on a flight here shortly. Back to your calls. Your chance to vent about the Bears. Got another hour 12 to go on the show. The station will be all over it all day long. Carmen Yerk, Waddle, Sylvie, the whole deal. So 312-332-3776. Be right back. This hour brought to you by the wonderful people at Valparaiso University. Think of the world you want to live in or your child, and come to Valpo and build it. The fall 2022 applications now open to learn more or to apply. Visit valpo.edu.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
With the great Jonathan Hood, Danny Zetterman, Jeffrey Miller. JR's got the day off. I'm David Kaplan. Phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. We're going callers and thoughts on the Bears all the way up to the end of the show. Let's go back to the phones and let's grab Noel on the south side of the city. Noel, good morning.
Yeah, Cap, good morning, gentlemen.
All right, Noel, how's it going?
All right, man. I called last week and I told you I did not have any confidence in Matt Nagy play calling, to give up play calling to Bill Lazor. I wasn't surprised. I was not surprised at all. He just needs to give up play calling to his assistant, who is more than capable of calling plays. That's all he needs to do.
All right, Noel. We appreciate the call.
I think we got the next play caller for the Bears, that dog next to you, Noel.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
how. Run!
the dog's a better play caller than what we got.
No question.
Thank you, Noel.
Let's go to Derek in Old Town. He's next. Hey, Derek, what's up?
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I have a couple of things. Number one, I noticed that you guys may have caught it or not, but Nick Foles on the sidelines saying that the offense just wasn't working. Also, if you notice as well, you said that he was going to ruin another young quarterback, which implies, as we talked about a few years ago, Mitch wasn't as bad as we thought. It had a lot to do with the coaching and leadership he was getting. I'll let you guys comment from there.
Yeah, I mean, when this chapter is done with Matt Nagy, when this book is written and finished, you know what it's going to say, Cap? It's going to say, here's a guy with Kansas City that had a certain amount of time to call plays along with Andy Reid, one of the great play calls in the NFL. He's on the Andy Reid tree, but couldn't do what Andy Reid did. Could not call plays well, was not necessarily a leader offensively, and so it's his first try as being a head coach, and it failed. This is Adam Gase, Chicago. That's what this is.
It is.
It's Adam Gase. It's the same thing like, that guy's a pretty good play caller. He's from the Andy Reid tree. Let's get him. Okay, that made sense. But if you're not getting better offensively, and this is your second bite of the apple as far as young quarterbacks, then you can't stay here.
Cannot.
You're not getting to the Super Bowl like this, so what's the point of it?
Correct. And as I've been saying to you all morning, I'm more concerned that he can ruin this kid's development by getting him hurt.
But I guarantee you this, as we heard in the press conference before, after last season, George and Ted looks at the playoffs and considers that success. You hope that there's going to be change at the end of the season. But they look at the playoffs and go, we've been to the playoffs back-to-back years. That's success.
That people need to stop going. Quit giving them your money.
Yeah.
You can watch the games. We play Matt for you every day. You can listen. You can have your opinion. You can be outraged. Don't give them your money. Let them look and go, whoa.
Well, I think it's bad enough, you know, that people, it'll be a lot of no-shows. We've seen this at the end of 10 years for years, right? Hey, where are the people?
Yeah.
They're not going to see it because they know it's crap. If it gets bad enough, oh, people won't go. They won't spend their money.
Let's go back to the phones, and Cleveland Nate is next.
Cleveland,
hey, Cleveland, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Just watched the game yesterday, man, and I couldn't help but feel for you guys. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. It was good to see our team in the shape we are, but as far as ruining a quarterback, you guys are right in that pocket, man. We did it for 20 years, just ruined kids with horrible management and bad coaching. And, you know, Justin Fields, an Ohio State guy, and, you know, I mean, that's my guy. I'm from Ohio. I want to see him do well, but he's just not in the position to do so. And, you know, so many teams get these number one picks and give the world to get them. And then they don't have the management and coaching and, you know, atmosphere, locker room. You know,
you're going to lose
the locker room and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to ruin
that. Said. Cleveland, we got to roll. Appreciate the call. We are the Browns. That's the sad thing.
No, we're not the Browns.
The old Browns.
Oh.
Not this Browns.
This Browns team's pretty good. Pretty good outfit, don't
yes.
they?
Yeah. Back to the phones. Your chance to vent in 2 minutes. Follow ESPN 1000 on Twitch. Watch us live. Join the chat. Brought to you by Vitacost.com.
Take that.